I can understand it. We must have been here nearly 2 hours.
Did Temple say he was coming back here, Sir Graham?
Yes, of course he did, Dale. After the raid on the inn, he departed with Miss Parchman and said he'd meet us here. Didn't he, Merritt?
That's right, sir.
Well, he wasn't at Ashdown House when I left.
Of course he wasn't. What the devil would he be doing at Ashdown House?
Well, whatever he is, I think he might have telephoned instead of keeping us in the dark like this.
Yes, I agree with you, Merritt.
Well, look at this, Sir Graham. Perhaps this explains why we haven't received a telephone message.
Good God.
Why?
The wire's been cut.
But it can't have been... Unless...
Unless what, Merritt?
I was going to say... Unless it's been done quite recently.
I say, Sir Graham, do you know anything about this butler fellow, Price?
No. No, I don't, Dale. And then there's the woman who says she's Steve Trent's landlady, Mrs. Neddy. She's still in the house, remember?
Yes, you're right, Sir Graham. And she delivered the gramophone record that time when Temple and Miss Trent had such
You don't have to worry about Price. Why?
Good God, what's that?
It's a stone.
It come through French windows. Look, there it is.
A stone? But why the devil should anyone... I say, look, there's a piece of paper wrapped around it.
Aye, it's a note.
Listen. Listen.
Well, that's certainly a quick getaway. I say, what does it say on the note?
Yes. Yes, what is it, Sir Graham?
Just a second. Here we are.
Well?
What is it?
It says, Temple Court. First penguin awaiting instructions. Malvern pigeons dispatched. Ludmilla.
Temple Court?
Ludmilla? Who the hell is Ludmilla?
She's a friend of this man, Max Lorraine, alias the Knave of Diamonds. She's the girl who lived at Ashdown House with this so-called Dr. Milton.
Oh, yes. But I say, who's the first penguin?
God knows. This business seems to get more complicated week after week.
And what do they mean by Malvern pigeons dispatched?
There are some pigeons at the Little General.
Good Lord, yes.
Yes, of course there are.
Malvern? Malvern pigeons dispatched? Why, it must have some connection with the robbery at Malvern. Surely that's why...
Good Lord.
What is it?
We are damn fools, if you like. That's how they've been getting the diamonds out of the country.
You mean by pigeons? Carrier pigeons?
Aye.
Well, I'm damned.
But, Sir Graham, why should they give the game away in a note like this? Malvern pigeons dispatched. They must have known we'd guess.
They're not worried about us guessing in their little secrets now, Merritt. All they're concerned about is getting the whole matter straightened out and then vanishing. And by gad, it looks as if they're doing it. They've got Temple and they've got the girl.
Yes. But that still doesn't explain why this note should be thrown through the window, Sir Graham. The note was obviously intended for the Knave of Diamonds.
Aye, that's right.
Then this girl,
Ludmilla.
Must believe that the Knave is here. Here in this house.
Well, there isn't anyone here except us and...
And Price.
Yes. And Price.
Oh, but Price is out of the question. Why? Just a minute. I said, just a minute. Don't forget that old woman still here, Mrs. Neddy.
Steve Trent's landlady. I was forgetting her.
The thing that really beats me is this first penguin reference. What the devil, or who the devil, is the first penguin?
That's what I'd like to know.
And you think what they mean, sir?
I'm damned if I can. I say, I hope Steve Trent and Temple are all right. If anything happens to them, then
there's... Yes, I hope so, too.
Well, look here, it's no good staying here all night. I'm getting back to the yard with the note. I'd like Henderson to have a look at it. He can make sense out of any damn thing.
I'll pick Turner up at the Little General and then Mowbray and Company at Ashdown House. Is that all right, Sir Graham?
Yes. I should bring Turner back here and let him keep guard on the house. He might keep an eye on this fellow, Price.
Yes.
Well, I'm off back to Malvern. I left Sergeant Rogers there, and I'm just...
Just a moment. Oh, yes, Price. What is it?
I beg your pardon, sir, but Mrs. Neddy would rather like to speak to you.
Oh, yes, of course.
Excuse me, sir.
What is it, Mrs. Neddy?
Sorry to bother you now, sir, but I'm that worried I am about Miss Trent, and I was wondering if you could...
Well, I'm sorry, Mrs. Neddy, but... well, so far we haven't any news.
Oh, dear.
I'll see that a car is sent for you, Mrs. Neddy, so that you can get back into town. As soon as we have any news, we'll let you know.
Oh, thank you, sir. You're very kind, sir.
Sorry to have troubled you, sir.
That's all right, Price. As a matter of fact, we're leaving. If by any chance you should hear from Mr. Temple, ask him to get in touch with Scotland Yard. Whitehall, 1212.
Whitehall, 1212. Very good, sir.
The trouble with you, Miller, is that you don't treat this place as a police station. You act as if you was in a farmhouse.
Well, I'm very sorry, Sergeant.
Damn it, man, what's the use of being... Ah, good evening, Mr. Temple.
Good evening, Sergeant. Evening, Miller.
Good evening, sir.
Well, what can we do for you, Mr. Temple?
I should like to have a word with you, Sergeant, if...
Yes, of course. Right, Miller, you can go. Report to me again later with Constable Rogers.
Yes, sir.
Sergeant, tell me, have you heard of a small inn known as the First Penguin?
No, sir. I'm afraid I haven't. The First Penguin, huh? That's a new one on me.
It's about 4 miles from Harvington, tucked away down one of the side roads that leads to the river. There's an AA box on the corner and a milestone with a name on it that looks to me very much like Bidford.
Yes. Yes, I think I know that spot you mean, now I come to think of it. I see this First Penguin isn't that ramshackle-looking place with a gray roof.
Yes, that's right, Sergeant. Now listen. I want you to get as many men as possible and have them stationed at the corner near the milestone. If anyone leaves the First Penguin and comes towards the main road, arrest them. No matter who or what they are, arrest them. Is that clear, Sergeant?
No matter who or what they are?
Yes. Even if it's the Chief Commissioner himself.
Well, I hardly expect that we shall find Sir Graham Forbes, Mr. Temple.
You never know.